What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my lovely voice. I'm a clinically diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder, said toxic people, said toxic traits. Today's episode is going to be about what happens if you pursue the narcissist. If you are the one who goes after the narcissist first, or after a breakup, if you're the one who reaches out to them first. Before we hop into today's episode, y'all, I have to shout out the self-love brand. I am wearing the I'm Capable shirt today. I love me, self-love brand. I'm capable. What are you capable of? You mean, links in the description of every single video and podcast that I do. But yeah, y'all, so what happens if you are the pursuer? If you are the one who goes after the narcissistic person, if you are the one who goes after the toxic person or whatever, you know.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So everybody knows, well, most people know, if you're dealt with a narcissistic person, you know the cycle of a narcissistic, toxic, abusive relationship, right? Love bombing. The love bombing phase where the narcissistic person gives you everything that you want and need, pretends to be that person of your dreams and whatnot, but ends up being the person that you have nightmares about. That's how it goes. Like, not everybody gets love bombed. So if you, at the beginning of a relationship, if you pursue the narcissist, the love bombing a lot of times, or the initiation phase, or the idealization, is on you. You gotta love bomb. You coming after me, I'm gonna put in the effort, and I might love bomb you back. I might reciprocate, but it's on you. If you pursue the narcissistic person, a lot of it ends up, a lot of the emotional investment comes to you first. Even though that narcissistic person might also be interested in you, they let you pursue them. So because if you pursue me first, not only do I not have to love bomb you, I have to put in effort. I don't have to love bomb you. But guess what? I know I can get away with certain things. I know because you want me and that you are attracted to me, then there's a level of things that I can get away with now. You know what I mean? So you see exactly what I'm saying. Because you are attracted to me, I already know that you want me. So in my mind, I already know that there's probably certain things that you're going to forgive me for because you're physically, emotionally, or mentally attracted to me. You approach me. I know you approach me. So the rejection is, so the thought of me being rejected is a lot lower. Can I still be rejected? Yes. If you approach me because you're physically attracted to me, and then I'm just stupid as hell, I'm dumb and just, you know, damn near, you know, I'm literally just dumb. And I'm not funny. I'm uninteresting. I'm just good to look at. Then yeah, you might leave me alone. But like I said, it's harder for you to leave me alone based because you're attracted to me. So if you are attracted to that narcissistic person, you might be in for a wild ride. Because if you're the first one to reach out to them, if you like, okay, I'm gonna pursue you. I'm not saying you're done or you're cooked. But y'all, you're not done. You're not cooked. But you're battered. And you're oiled up and floured up, and you're ready to go into the oven. You're not fully cooked, but you're damn near ready to go into the oven. You see what I'm saying? Because that narcissistic person, toxic person that you're dealing with, y'all, they know they can get away with certain things because I know you like me, and I can use that against you. I would tell you if you catch me up on something, I thought you liked me. I thought you cared about me. I thought you came after me. You pursued me. Did you not know what you were getting yourself into? Like, this is kind of weird. You know what I mean? Because if you are like, if you like me, if you're attracted to me, then you're more willing to let things go because you want me. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't work this way all the time. But a lot of times, in my mind, this is how it goes. You know what I mean? I know you like me. You showed me. I don't have to put the work in to get you because I still put work in. But I don't have to work as hard. Yeah. And sometimes if you love bombing, if you reach out to, I don't say you love bomb narcissist. If you reach out to a narcissist first and you contact them first, yeah, they can still love bomb you. The love bombing phase can still go on. But I also know that I can get away with certain things because you like me. So I'm not telling y'all to pursue someone. I'm just saying if you pursue them and they mess up and they start throwing up red flags and they turn around and love bomb you or something like that, just be very wary. Keep your head, like keep your head on the swivel. Like, check both ways, but check both ways, look both ways before you cross the road of toxicity, before you cross this street of toxicity, because you might get hit by a narcissistic vehicle, a toxic ass bus, a narcissistic train. You know what I mean? Something might happen. You mean a motorized manipulator might take you off the streets. Why look both ways? Watch your head. Watch yourself, y'all. You have to in these situations. You have to. If you don't, you're going to get taken advantage of. That's point blank period. You're going to get taken advantage of in these toxic relationships. The more you reach out to a narcissist and the more you're willing to let things go because you approach them, sometimes the more red flags you miss. So I'm not telling you to pursue, not to pursue people. I'm just telling you to not ignore the red flags when and if they do pop up, because you might be more apt to ignore a red flag because you're attracted to this person. Well, I say this all the time. When your physical attraction overrides your intuition, you lose. You lose. When you start ignoring red flag because somebody's cute, somebody, they hot, they got a nice set of cheeks on them, or they tall, dark, and handsome, whatever you're attracted to. If you start ignoring red flags, oh, they tall, dark, and handsome, but they married and they beat their spouse. What? But I like them though. Yeah, what? They don't beat me. What? Come on now, y'all. But there's also a very special piece of nuance in this situation as well that applies to that. If y'all break up, if you're in a relationship with a narcissistic person and you reach out to them first, y'all break up, whoever breaks up who, you contact me first, you lose. It's just like slate clean. So at the beginning of a relationship, you might miss more red flags because you're attracted to this person, you like this person, you're pursuing this person, right? But in a relationship, if y'all break up and you reach out to me first, y'all have an argument, you reach out, it doesn't even have to be a breakup. It can be like an argument or disagreement. But if you reach out to them first, you pursue them after the disagreement, you pursue them after the argument. I know you might just be, Lee, that's what adults do. They pursue and they handle situations. The way a narcissistic person's mind works is not like that, though, y'all. You pursue me, you are forgiving me. Your pursuit is forgiveness. Your pursuit of me will be taken as your forgiveness of me. You pursue me, you forgive me. That's how the mind of a narcissistic person works. If you are pursuing me, you are forgiving me. This is simple as that. And people are like, no, that's not what they mean. Y'all, I'm telling you how the mind of a narcissistic person works. You don't want to listen to me. You don't want to believe me. I don't know what to tell you. I'm telling you, you pursue them. You reach out to them. You break no contact. You stop ignoring them and start, yeah, like I said, you respond to them. You send a message to them. You call them. You show up at their job. In the mind of that person, you are okay with all the previous behaviors. Believe me, we're not okay with the behavior. You just want to work it out. You are okay with all the previous behaviors. That's the mind of a narcissistic person, y'all. That is. That absolutely is. It's the mind of how a toxic manipulator works. If you reach out to me, you must want me. You must be okay with how I've treated you previously. Are you not? No. Why you reach out to me then? I don't know, Lee, because we love. Why you reach out to me then? If you reach out to them, you can't bring up the past. Believe they bring up the past all the time. Yes, 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 they will. The double standards exist in these relationships, y'all. They just do. Double standards, absolutely, with no equivocation, exist in toxic relationship dynamics with narcissistic people. That's just point blank, period. That's just how it goes. Believe that's not fair, y'all. I know it's not fair. That's what I'm telling you. It's not a question of fairness. It's a question of what's going to happen. If you reach out to them, if you pursue them, I'm just telling you, the mind works differently. They're going to take that as forgiveness. Your pursuit is your forgiveness. You reaching out to me is you saying that you forgive me. Believe we don't forgive. Y'all, you reaching out to me is saying you forgive me. I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I'm telling you straight up. That's how the mind of a narcissist works. Once you reach out to me, you are forgiving me. It just goes. That's the way it goes, y'all. I'm just telling you. I'm not telling you not to reach out. I'm just telling you the way the mind of a narcissist works. Once you break that barrier, once you break the seal, you broke the seal. You are responsible for it. You see what I'm saying? It's like you. Once you break the, when you break the window, you broke the window, didn't you? I didn't break the window, so you're taking responsibility for it. Just be wary on who you reach out to and why you're reaching out to this person, y'all. Because, like I tell you, they take it out. Narcissistic people take it personal. They just like, okay, they're going to take the way, like, narcissistic people are going to formulate the thoughts in their mind that serve them the most. So if you pursue them first, just be wary. No matter what stage of the relationship you're in, no matter where you are in this relationship space, you pursue them, they think it's okay. They think whatever they've done to you, whatever they put you through, they think it's okay. I'm just the messenger. Don't shoot the messenger. I'm capable. That's how it goes, y'all. I'm not telling you to not go after people that you're attracted to. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying be very wary and don't ignore the red flags because you're attracted to somebody. Don't ignore the red flags because you want to reach out to somebody that you thought you were in a relationship with that you cared about. Don't ignore those, y'all. Those can protect you. Those can save your life. Anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning in to another episode. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all because as much as y'all say y'all learn from me, I learn even more from you. Like and subscribe. Check out this self-love merch. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Thank you so much for making it to the end of my video, y'all. I am truly eternally grateful for every single one of y'all that support the channel in any way, shape, or form. If you haven't already, make sure that you subscribe to the channel so that we can reach more people to help more people. The self-love brand is available. I'm strong. I love me. It's a self-love brand. The self-love journal is available on Amazon as well to help you rebuild that self-love and identity, you know, during a toxic relationship. Also, look into joining the channel memberships to get more behind the scenes perks and things like that, y'all. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you, thank you, thank you.